morning.
Good morning, said Cedric. He was silent for a few moments. Mr. Hobbs, he said, do you remember what we were talking about yesterday morning?
Well, replied Mr. Hobbs, seems to me we was mentioning Queen Victoria and the aristocracy.
Yes, said Cedric. And earls.
Why, yes, returned
Mr. Hobbs. You said, he proceeded, that you wouldn't have them sitting round on your cracker barrels.
So I did, returned
Mr. Hobbs.
And I meant it. Let 'em try it.
Mr. Hobbs, said Cedric, one is sitting on this box now. Mr. Hobbs almost jumped out of his chair.
What?
He exclaimed.
Yes, Cedric announced with due modesty. I am one, or I am going to be.
Mr. Hobbs stared wildly at the innocent, serious little face before him.
Who is your grandfather?
He asked. Cedric put his hand in his pocket and carefully drew out a piece of paper.
I couldn't easily remember it, so I wrote it down on this, he said,
and he read aloud slowly.
John Arthur Molyneux Errol, Earl of Dorincourt. That is his name, and he lives in a castle, in two or three castles, I think. And my papa, who died, was his youngest son. And I shouldn't have been a lord or an earl if my papa hadn't died. And my papa wouldn't have been an earl if his two brothers hadn't died. But they all died, and there is no one but me. And so I have to be one. And my grandpapa has sent for me to come to England.
What did you say your name was?
Mr. Hobbs inquired.
It's Cedric Errol, Lord Fauntleroy,
answered Cedric.
That was what Mr. Havisham called me.
Well,
said Mr. Hobbs,
I'll be jiggered.
Cedric looked at Mr. Hobbs wistfully.
England is a long way off, isn't it?
He asked.
It's across the Atlantic Ocean,
Mr. Hobbs answered.
That's the worst of it, said Cedric. Perhaps I shall not see you again for a long time. We have been friends for a great many years, haven't we?
Ever since you was born,
Mr. Hobbs answered.
You think there's no getting out of it?
I'm afraid not, answered Cedric. My mamma says that my papa would wish me to do it.
Mr. Havisham had been connected professionally with...